From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, September 8th, the crypto read and 5 signal over noise. As always, let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, Bitcoin forms golden cross as $3.8 billion in ETF inflows fuel bullish momentum. Institutional inflows and technical signals suggest potential for significant Bitcoin gains, but historical patterns warn of possible short-lived momentum. The post-Bitcoin forms golden cross as $3.8 billion in ETF inflows fuel bullish momentum appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, second, from Cointelegraph, Australia says it removed 45 crypto remittance registrations over the past year. Austrac said its year-long sweep included cancelled, suspended and unrenewed registrations, while its action against Gitcoins helped disrupt organized investment scams. Australia's financial intelligence regulator said it cancelled, suspended or refused to renew 45 crypto and remittance registrations over the past year as it intensified scrutiny of high-risk payment businesses. On Monday, the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre Austrac said the actions targeted providers that were inactive, insolvent or lacked the capacity to operate. Up next, third, from CryptoBriefing, Austrac pulls 45 crypto and remittance registrations in year-long crackdown. Austrac crackdown highlights increased regulatory scrutiny, potentially reshaping the crypto and remittance landscape in Australia. The post-Austrac pulls 45 crypto and remittance registrations in year-long crackdown appeared first on CryptoBriefing. And then, fourth, from CryptoBriefing, Liquid Network recovers 3,400 Bitcoin from White Hat hackers as talks continue over remaining $47 million. The incident highlights the risks in federated sidechains, prompting scrutiny of security protocols and trust in decentralized finance systems. The post-Liquid Network recovers 3,400 Bitcoin from White Hat hackers as talks continue over remaining $47 million appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, fifth, from B in Crypto, gold and Bitcoin are hedges, but why is a stablecoin company buying Farmland? Tether, the issuer of the world's largest stablecoin, has spent $600 million buying majority control of the South American farming conglomerate, adding land to a reserve strategy that already includes billions in gold and Bitcoin. The move follows a clean audit from KPMG, one of the big four accounting firms. However, Tether's own reserve buffer has since fallen 40%, raising questions about its scarce asset hedges. Tether acquired roughly 70% of Itecogro, a NASDAQ-listed agribusiness farming more than 200,000 hectares across Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay. Up next, sixth, from Cointelegraph, Liquid White Hats returned $270 million in Bitcoin as network prepares restart. The actors returned 85% of the Bitcoin withdrawn from Liquid's Federation wallet following the security incident. Purported White Hat hackers returned 3,400 Bitcoin worth about $270 million to the Liquid Federation wallet after withdrawing roughly $320 million from the Bitcoin sidechain's reserves. On Monday, JAN3 CEO and former Blockstream executive Samson Oh said the return followed confirmation from Blockstream that the affected bridge nodes had been patched. He said about 598 Bitcoin remains outstanding and that Blockstream continues to engage with the actors. And then, seventh, from Crypto Potato, Bitcoin tests $82,000 resistance as ETF buying strengthens. Bitcoin's hovering around $79,000, bolstered by a hefty $730.9 million in ETF inflows last week, marking the second largest daily influx this year. Analysts at Crypto Ruse see this as a crucial moment to test whether institutional buying can push Bitcoin past the $82,000 resistance. They're framing it as a bullish test rather than a definitive breakout just yet. Three key signals are worth noting. First, Bitcoin's resilience near $80,000, despite a strong U.S. jobs report, suggests institutional buyers are stepping in. Second, a significant $554.2 million in liquidations, mainly from shorts, indicates real demand, although it's not a guarantee of sustained momentum. Lastly, Zcash's meteoric rise hints at speculative capital focusing on scarcity narratives, which could influence broader market sentiment. Currently, Bitcoin's up about 2% this week and 23% over the month, but still down 28% year over year. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, 8th, from U.Today, Bitcoin, Uniswap UNI, XRP, and Ethereum. Ethereum price analysis for September 8th, pivotal level for the market. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Slate, a 7-year-old blockchain is permanently abandoning its own network to seek refuge on Ethereum. Harmony is proposing to shut down the blockchain it controversially restored to a rollback less than 3 weeks ago. The SEPT6 plan would end Harmony's independent network, Move one to Ethereum and preserve the token to a snapshot and airdrop, reversing the project's position from Aug 17, when it rejected migration as too disruptive. Instead, Harmony chose to roll back the chain after an Aug 11 exploit that allowed attackers to reuse cross-shard receipts and mint tokens without corresponding debits elsewhere. The project initially reported 4 billion won created in the attack. And then, 10th, from Crypto Slate, Tether-backed crypto exchange freezes withdrawals after $7 million leaves custody. Orionx, the Tether-backed crypto exchange, has frozen withdrawals after over $7 million was transferred out of its custody. A forensic audit revealed that customer assets were moved to wallets beyond the exchange's control, leading to its decision to shut down permanently. This follows Tether's investment in Orionx last June, aimed at expanding its reach in Latin America. With the Chilean Comisión para el Mercado Financiero unable to oversee the closure or enforce asset returns, customers are left in a precarious situation. Orionx is currently in the early stages of winding down, and it's unclear how much can be recovered or when repayments might occur. The exchange has stated that it's committed to returning as much customer property as possible, but the timeline remains uncertain. As they navigate this process, Orionx has also filed a criminal complaint against former executives, but accountability for the missing funds is still up in the air. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports USDT, link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back to tomorrow. That's your brief. Find everything and think to me in a day.